I'm talking over here, then I'll come back and talk to you. So I'm talking to Larry, who is, man, top fivers, by God. That's it right there. And Larry, thank you, first of all, for putting up with us and being patient as you are. I'm going to shoot you now over here. Wait, where is he? No, that's, oh God, you're way over here. So like that. There. Oh shit. You saw that, right? Okay, see? Okay, hang on. Guys, I'm not. Okay, there's Larry. Say hi, Larry. Okay.
What's up, guys?
All right. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to put this back over here so I don't screw too much more up. All right. You want King of the Ring 1995. That's your bonus episode. Okay, you can't have the whole thing, man.
Can't?
No, you can't have the whole thing. I'm making a judgment call. But I give you your choice of matches. What do you want us to, is there one thing in here specifically that you want us to cover?
I was really hoping the whole show. Like, I'll pay extra if I have to.
No, you're not going to pay extra. We're going to end up doing the whole show in here in a couple months. So that's why, you know, I want to be able to give you an in-depth, whether it's Bam Bam and Diesel against Sid and Tatanka, Mabel and the King of the Ring tournament in general winning and what the hell was behind that, or Brett and Lawler with Kiss My Feet. Come on, help me out.
What if it was up to you, what would you cover?
You know, for me, because I can cover Brett, which you guys will get first. I'm going to talk about it. I was with Brett this past weekend, so I'll cover that. And I just had fun with that whole Lawler and Brett Kiss My Foot match going into it. So that's my personal favorite because there's more, and we've talked ad nauseum about Mabel becoming King of the Ring. And the rest of it, with the exception of Rhodey, you know, kind of coming into his own and that being a Shawn Michaels creation. But what would you like?
Oh, man. Would you mind talking about Mabel again, or would you?
It's your call, and I will be happy to talk about. We'll talk about the brackets, and then we'll call the Mabel and Savio match. How does that work?
Okay, let's do Mabel because that was the main sell for me.
Yeah, that's what everybody's main sell was, but it's kind of crazy. So okay, so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do Mabel versus Savio Vega, and that will be our bonus for this King of the Ring. For what the hell year was this? 1995? Were you even alive then? 1995. That's crazy. Okay, so that'll be the bonus episode. So, Patron, that's what you're going to get.
All right, Bruce, so you caught up with our main man there. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. And he picked maybe the worst WWF pay-per-view of all time. This is certainly on the short list. Is it not King of the Ring 1995?
Well, here's the thing. He wanted us to do the entire King of the Ring. And I told Larry, I said, hey, man, we're saving it to do during King of the Ring time, you know, on an anniversary, maybe in June 2025.
No,
figured it'd be better to do it around there.
A lot of people think that's a joke, but no, it's not. Like, we do save things. Because here's the thing, if we just hit all the big topics, you know, eventually we got to do like Sal Sincere. And nobody wants to hear about Sal Sincere for 3 hours. Nobody.
No, I don't want to hear about Sal Sincere for 3 minutes.
So let's talk about this King of the Ring show. The Wrestling Observer reader poll gave it 6%, 6.3% thumbs up and 85.8% thumbs down. They voted the best match as Shawn Michaels, comma. That's where we are. And the worst match is Savio Vega Mabel, which is what we're about to see. But Meltzer wrote, so how bad was it? Bad enough that when it ended 11 minutes early, nobody complained. Bad enough that the fans were chanting the promotion's name during the bad matches.
Wait a minute. What do you mean 11 minutes early? What do you mean compared to what? What does that mean?
Well, the show is only 2 hours and 35 minutes and 29 seconds. So for a 3 hour pay-per-view, it was pretty short.
Nah, it was a pay-per-view, man. We have a 3 hour window. This is a competition, Conrad. Sometimes matches just go a little bit shorter and we can't control that because it's a competitive environment. And sometimes the competitors' juices get flowing and they're able to go out there and just have whippersnapper of matches in no time. Yeah.
Meltzer would write, And you thought the WWF, because Jim Ross was on the booking committee, was finally into programming talent ahead of size. Think of Ross's upbringing in wrestling. It was under Bill Watts, who had been dragged kicking and screaming by Bill Dundee into pushing smaller guys. So lots of people think there's tons of blame to go around. Mabel Undertaker would be rated negative half a star. And the best match on the card, in my opinion, is the one we're going to get the end of here, which is Bret Hart and Jerry Lawler. And they're doing a Kiss My Foot match. And, I don't know. Like, I thought they did a good job with this, you know, putting together the angle and the storyline. Let's have you watch the end of this with us, this Kiss My Foot match. Fire it up. WWE King of the Ring, 1995, from June 25th, 1995. And I want you to find 1 hour, 43 minutes and 21 seconds. We're going to give you a minute to get there. It's 1 hour, 43 minutes and 21 seconds. That's where we're trying to get to here. And, Bruce, I think we should have you go ahead and give us a countdown and let's get going.
I'm going to say countdown from five, and then I'm going to say go. When I say go, do it. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And the Hitman, getting ready to go up to the second rope here and come off with his patented fist or elbow drop. And man, I actually got to see Bret Hart this past weekend in Niagara Falls, Canada. Got to tell you, Conrad, it was great to reconnect with the Hitman. Not just saying that. It was actually a hell of a time.
How about in the front row there behind Hebner, across from the hard cam? You've got the two dudes from the ECW arena who were always front row.
Absolutely. And this was, Bret Hart has a sharpshooter in. Earl Hebner calling for, by God, he knows how to call for the bell when that sharpshooter is locked in, doesn't he?
Listen to you.
What?
You just made up with him. And
look, if somebody puts the sharpshooter on you, Earl Hebner's going to call for that bell. And he's telling Bret right now, by God, Bret, break it or else you're going to lose this match here. But this was the buildup for this was whoever's going to kiss their feet. Lawler didn't wash his feet for like 6 years. And it was some of the most entertaining promos back in the day. And I just loved the way Bret, you know, gets up to the top rope and slowly undoes his boot with that just sly grin on his face, waiting for Lawler to have to kiss his feet. Beautiful drama. This is called storytelling, Connie. It's just classic storytelling. Lawler holding on to the referee, Hebner. You know where he kisses foot, King? But you know Bret washed his foot.
Where?
Stinky, though. Huh?
How about the tights here? I don't think a lot of people realize that it would loop around the bottom of your foot. Here comes here comes Akushi, and who's the other guy?
Shinja, maybe I tell JJ. Akushi come off. Oh, diving into the King. That's the wrong breath to hit me. This was a nice way to get old Hakushi and getting ready to go with Bret Hart after this match. But no, that's the way that the long tights always worked, man. That's old school. So they would keep on, they would stay on.
No, I get it. I just didn't know it. Oh God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Get that toe in there. Get it in there. Oh yeah. And just, you know, the Lawler taking that whole toe. Looked like he'd done that before.
How would Jamie Noble agent that?
Yeah, get that toe in there, Bret. Shove it down his throat. Now, King, just swallow that son of a bitch. Take the whole thing in there. Go back for more. And then this was good shit here. Just now, here's the problem, man. That was me. I was King. You couldn't get my foot up to my up to my mouth here. But Lawler, after not washing his feet for all that time and all that disgusting shit, his feet look pretty clean there, don't they?
Well, he knows he's not winning, so yeah.
But that's not the point.
Should have gimmicked it, made it look dirtier.
Yes.
The sock was gimmicked. The sock was dirty. Well, now he's just trying to get a little upchuck working on there. Just something. So I didn't have any problem upchucking in Niagara Falls. I upchucked all my sushi on Saturday night. It was wonderful.
Why'd you throw up in Niagara?
It was bad sushi.
Oh, good for you.
Oh yeah. It was just fucking.
Here's the deal. Have you not learned from me? When we're traveling, making shots, no seafood.
You know what? I made that declaration after that. I swore no more ever again.
When I rooster tailed a year ago with you, that should have been a clue.
Dude, it was the worst. Absolutely. I mean, you're looking at the king right now, and that's exactly what I looked like that night. And I sat there for hours, just
wait. You know what I just realized?
What?
This is the way the king looks after spending time with Bret Hart. Who were you with last Saturday?
Oh my God. You think it was Bret?
Did Bret put his foot in your mouth? Tell the truth. What were y'all doing?
No, Bret and I shared really good conversation. And as I said, it was great to see him. And now we visit our friends over at the Special Olympics, who were big sponsors. We were huge sponsors of the Special Olympics. They're based in Connecticut. Adam Bomb, Diesel. And that was, you know, of all charities, and I'm an asshole when it comes to charities, but Special Olympics happens to be Special Olympics and Make-A-Wish happen to be two of my favorite charities.
That's just cool, man. You know, I wish this was on TV and not just pay-per-view, so they could have gotten a bigger crowd. But either way, it's cool to see. You know, at the end of the day, we've had a lot of fun, you know, sort of talking about some of the silliness of wrestling and blah, blah, blah. But you get to do a lot of good out of this. By the way, that crown right there, I feel like was made about 10 minutes before you went on the air.
Yeah.
So just so I'm clear, Shawn Michaels, the best wrestler in America. At this point, was that debatable by 95 that Shawn Michaels was the best in the world?
I'd say Shawn and Bret were the two best in the world. Yes, definitely.
So Shawn is eliminated in the first fucking round.
Well, he went 15 through with comma.
Still
best match on the card.
He's out. And now
look at that crown on Owen though.
By comparison, it's much better.
Yeah.
Look at that shit, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Ooh. Then there's the Hardys.
That's not the Hardys, is it?
Yeah, that's the Hardys opening up the door for the King Mabel. Soon to be King Mabel.
Spoiler.
Prince Mo.
Spoiler.
Oh, shit.
Where's Oscar?
I don't think they knew. Oscar was gone by this point. Come on, Bruce. Come on, Bruce. Oscar comes and does our show intros every once in a while, man. He'll just show up somewhere and cut me a wonderful rap. And that's how he brings me out. Come on, Bruce. I love that shit.
Is that your second favorite rap song?
Yeah. Next to Lil Yachty. And then the Sugar Hill Gang. I tried so hard at your wedding to get him to do the Sugar Hill Gang. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat.
Hey, no, we played that. You weren't paying attention.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Casio listened to me. Cool. I like it.
He played it.
Are you sure that wasn't the night before?
No, I'm sure it was that night.
King Mabel. Look at him. Look at that titty. Yeah, that's Jeff and Matt Hardy.
Here's right your main event. The guy coming out right now is the last wrestler to be introduced on the card, Savio Vega, and he's going to step through the ropes and take on Mabel. And this is the main event of an American pay-per-view in 1995.
Well, it's the finals of the tournament of the pay-per-view. Well, there's Rocky Balboa. That's exciting. Yo, Rocky. Larry, this is what you get. You asked for the King of the Ring. This is what you get. You know what he actually said to me, Conrad? He says, well, it's the worst show I could think of that you'll never do and ever win a poll. And that's what I want to hear about. Why Savio Vega?
That's actually a really solid question. Why Savio Vega, dude?
Razor was hurt and we were and the thing was Larry asked me a question. He says, was it true that Vince wanted Mabel to beat Shawn Michaels, Undertaker and Razor all in one night to make him the biggest heel. I said, we were looking to build a big nasty heel. He did beat Undertaker in the tournament, but Savio was a guy we were grooming to be a top babyface as well. And Savio's, we knew also that for the best match, he's going to get the best match on the card with Mabel involved in it was Savio. So
what are the odds I could get you to cut BP in the back of your head? Like he has SV here.
What are like the worst odds you could get? And then say never. But you know, see, here's the other thing, man. People shit all over Mabel, and Mabel can move like a son of a bitch for a big man.
Here's the thing. I don't think anybody's arguing that Mabel didn't have a spot on the card. But Mabel should not have been in the main event here.
Well, he wasn't in the main event. He was just in the finals of the tournament.
God damn it.
It was just the king of the ring coronation.
If you were here, I would fucking punch the shit out of your ribs right now. Come on. No, it's not the main event. It's just the last match on the card.
It's not the last match on the card. We're going to have a tag match after this with the Big Daddy Cool and Bam Bam Bigelow and Tatanka and Sid Udy.
And it's called, what's the name of this?
King of the Ring.
And the winner of this is going to be called what?
King Mabel. Yeah. I like how he has a little alien. King Mabel has an alien on his boot. It's like the alien from 3 Mile Island or wherever that's from in Arizona. You know what I'm talking about? Area 52. Area 69. That's a big man going over the top rope there, by God.
This is crazy.
Here's what's crazy is this happened in 1995 and I tried to forget about it that night. And here I am in 2018 watching it again. That's what's bad. But it's, you know, it was a dire time, man. This was just one of those ouchy moments that you look back and there's not a whole hell of a lot you can say about it. It was the cards we were dealt and trying to do the best we can. What about a CT on the back of your head?
No, I'm in.
Because yours is black. Your hair is black. It would stand out more. My hair is blonde.
That's racist.
Why is that racist?
You're making fun
of me. You got black hair. I got blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah. Yours would pop if you had a CT in the back.
So maybe how about this? I'll do the CT in the back. If you do the Mabel Mohawk.
Okay.
Deal.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
No, no. Well, listen, you do summer cuts. So just buzz it except right down the center for one live show next year.
Yeah, no,
I'll do a CT and you can do that. And we'll have Oscar there. Come on, Bruce.
So you're going to shave your head and do a CT.
I'll do it.
Shave your head completely.
No, I'm going to have what Savio's got. Savio's got a little hair on top.
Very little.
Yeah, I'll do that. I ain't scared.
And you're going to do the goatee too?
I mean, are you going to be in blackface?
No.
Well, I'm not doing it if you're not going to commit.
Well, it's hair we're talking about here.
Well, I'm talking about head hair. You're talking about facial hair. You need to calm down.
Oh, well, you know, look at how slim and trim Timmy White is.
Yeah. By comparison. Come on. Hey, here's the write up from your boy here. He says 8 minutes, 32 seconds, horrible match. Mabel held a long bear hug and then a long chin lock. Fans started chanting ECW. It wasn't a surprise to hear the chant, but just how many were doing it and how loud it was. Apparently there were several other ECW chants through the show, but this is the only one that was really audible on camera. Apparently after the show in the front of the building and in the building, there were tons of ECW chants, which explained to me as more of a negative reaction to the quality of the show being presented than anything else.
Because they thought it was ECW. Is that what it reminded them of?
No, that it was much better.
That's what, no, they're chanting. This reminded them of ECW. So I took it.
Well, you're the dumbest fucking person I know. There were also tons of banners confiscated before the show for the ECW promotion and characters. Vince McMahon didn't know what was going on because he said, listen to the crowd, thinking they were chanting for Vega. And it was a very loud chant. They quickly turned down the crowd audio when they figured out what was going on. And the guys got up and went right to the finish with Mabel kicking out of Vega spin kick. And then Mabel hit a power slam for a near fall before winning with a big splash. After the match, Ramon decked Mo and started beating on Mabel. Mo attacked Ramon from behind and Mabel gave him a body slam, elbow drop, and dropped an elbow on Ramon's bad ribs. 1-2-3 kid does a run in and throws a few kicks before Mo and Mabel laid him out as well. -1 star.
And you just told everybody it was going to happen.
Yeah, but I just wanted to give the recap so you could hear it. Also, he wrote, afterwards, they did a long coronation ceremony with Mabel, which saw fans pelt him with garbage.
Then they damn the heat.
Then they aired a video of Lawler, which I won't ruin. But he did take you guys to task for the Special Olympics video. He says, video is also excellent, although there's something really pathetic about using the Special Olympics to get the company over.
How about fuck you, Dave Meltzer, you piece of shit. Fuck him.
Here's that chin lock.
Yeah, get it in. Look there. At that fucking buried in there. Look at the goddamn, look at the size of those arms. Yeah,
get it in there. That chin lock, get it in
there. You could drive a fucking Mack truck through that son of a bitch. Yeah, that's kind of brutal. This was the King of the Ring final right here, 1995. This was to get to SummerSlam with Big Daddy Cool and the King of the Ring, King Mabel. That's some good shit right there, man. See, look at the crowd. They're chanting. They're fucking clapping for Savio to let's go, Savio. Savio, the Razor getting him going, man. What do you think he's thinking right now?
I don't know.
It's like, come on. I got to get these fucking ants on the mat. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get every one of them. And he's got that long ass fucking ponytail. I'm hot. You know what? I love Larry. And Larry's been to a lot of our live shows and he follows us all over the place and travels. I'm really pissed at him right now for choosing this.
Yeah. But you know what? It is funny.
It is. It's a dark, dark moment in our time. I actually did the merchandise on cameras, during this show. I wore the King of the Ring shirt and I had the little, headset like DDP wears and shit. And did all the throws for the merchandise. And no, it's not on the network, folks. I've looked. They edited me out.
Yeah, I would too.
It was a slimmer me. No, I did good. I loved it. It's great. I went and rented a tuxedo, and I was putting the tuxedo on that night. And Vince walks up to me and goes, what the fuck is that? I said, well, it's pay-per-view. You're supposed to wear a tuxedo. He says, God damn, how are you going to sell merchandise in a tuxedo? Wear the merchandise. Listen, you really think that's going to sell the merchandise, Vince? Me wearing it? But I did. I wore me a nice little King of the Ring hat, nice little King of the Ring shirt. And there you go, folks. King Mabel. That's your king. Bow to the king!
Can't believe this is real.
It's real, man. It's fucking living it right there. That's royalty. In your presence, you are in the presence of royalty right now. And I never really understood Savio's ring gear either. Well, now Big Razor coming back on with those slaps to the face there on Big King Mabel. Razor could throw a damn punch. I like Razor's punches. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Please don't splash me, though. Yeah, folks, there's your King of the Ring, Big King Mabel.
Worst
squash him with those chocolate titties. It's a chocolate squash.
My God.
What?
So up until this point, the prior two Kings of the Rings were Bret Hart and Owen Hart. As far as when it was its own standalone pay-per-view. Next up, we go from Mabel to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And then Ken Shamrock, then Billy Gunn, then Kurt Angle, then Edge, then Brock Lesnar, then Booker T. Yeah.
Yeah, but did you like when Mabel got up on the second rope and realized when he got up there, what the fuck am I going to do? Shaw Waltman coming in with some damn kicks and shit. He's going to throw that shit. He's like, all right, I know I'm going to get mine in a minute, so I'm going to throw every fucking thing I can in here first. And then whoosh. Well, he got him some licks in. A 1, 2, 3, kid.
How old is Sean Waltman here?
He's got to be late 20s. No, mid 20s.
I was going to say, there is no chance he's late
20s. Yeah, mid 20s. Mid-20s, because I met him in 1992, and he had to be 19, 20 years old. Are we going to watch this all the way through the coronation?
Yes.
Have to.
We're giving the people what they want here. They want more Mabel.
King Mabel, damn it. Yeah.
Look at all the people leaving.
Well,
at least he got rid of Todd Pettengill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll bring this.
You know
shit
what's funny? That's a fucking giant seat for everybody else. Just normal for Mabel.
Yeah, no shit. It fit him. It fit him. You know, and of course you got Prince Mo there, Bobby Horn. And Bobby was underrated. He was a good talent too. I mean, he could go. Just they.
How about if you owned that robe, you would check the mail in it?
Oh, fuck yeah. You know why? Because I'm so happy, I'm so gay, I can come every day. And look at the shoulder pad coming out. God damn.
Look at this fucking, oh, it's a sword.
Well, yeah, it's a scepter. It's not a sword, it's a scepter.
No, there were scepters. That's a goddamn sword.
Isn't it the same thing?
No. A scepter's a stick. That's a fucking blade.
I just love that the shoulder pad's sticking out. That could be, and I think this could be the worst robe ever, too.
About the scroll. Everything about this is so cartoonish and fucking dumb.
Well, back in the old days, we used to have coronations on Superstars of Wrestling. We would have Lord Littlebrook do the scroll.
I can't help myself. ECW.
See, this reminds you of ECW so bad. Just that's what it makes you think of. Yeah. And the best part is he's actually reading that scroll. That is actually the words written on that there scroll. And instead of shooting the king and putting the crown on his head, we're shooting everything else, but
I love that one kid's writing him out saying it wasn't me. It was this guy. Look, he's pointing. Oh, yeah. It was this guy.
Oh yeah. They all are. I didn't do it. I got one of these shirts that Bruce Pritchard told me to buy.
You know, it was a long time ago. There's a Cowboys t-shirt in the crowd in Philadelphia. Oh, look, now they're coming over to see, hey, who threw that?
Well, that's that wonderful security there in Philly.
Oh, nailed
it. Oh, nice one. On the mark, and King Mabel with a cup to the head.
More.
Yeah.
I mean, let's run through this. This town boos Santa Claus. You think they're going to cheer King Mabel?
Oh, Lord. And then we would follow up with, you know, the great pay-per-views that we had in Philadelphia with Shawn Michaels and Mankind.
Yeah. That's like a year and change later. I mean, look at what a stark contrast it was from 95 to 96.
We wanted to give them something to look forward to.
I mean, the trash is this still it? Coming in. Look, the cameramen are like, fuck this. I'm bailing. You know, Mabel's probably thinking here, well, at least these checks clear.
Exactly. And he's thinking they're going to get bigger too.
He's wrong.
Problem is people are saying, but it's King Mabel.
Look at all the trash. You know what? You guys were innovators. This is a year before people started throwing trash at the NWO.
Well, no, this was real heat, man. This was just real, by God, wrestling heat.
No, this is Roman Reigns heat.
Serious heat. And he's still reading the fucking scroll. You know what?
Who wrote that? There. Who wrote that shit on the scroll?
Probably Howard Finkel.
He came up with the verbiage?
He probably, you know what? He probably did and then gave it to Vince, and Vince probably tweaked it. But I would bet you anything that this time, 95, I bet you Vince said, Howard, come up with a proclamation. And the Fink probably did it.
Well, I'm happy
came up with the rest of them.
I'm happy to proclaim that the crown is on. Look at this fucking crown made out of goddamn gold construction paper.
But look at the WWF logo.
It's so
shitty. Looks like it's just pasted on there.
Everything about this is shitty. That is the worst crown ever. I swear it looks like a fucking fourth grade project.
No, fourth grade would have been better.
How great would it be though if Mabel was like, fuck you motherfuckers, throwing trash, and just went in the crowd with the sword, Sheik style.
Oh my God. Yeah, baby faces are hot, by God.
Do you want to tell a fun Philadelphia story?
What fun Philadelphia story you want me to tell, Conrad?
What about the time when, check this out, by the way.
Yeah, that's me on Saturday night in Niagara Falls.
I was thinking about, I don't know, maybe like a ring rat story from Philadelphia.
I don't have any ring rat stories from Philadelphia.
Not you, just other ones we may have heard.
No, you probably have one you'd like to tell.
Well, I
heard you have one on the tip of your tongue. You tell it. I don't know what you, ooh, God.
Well, great. I heard a story once about how one guy had his,
no, favorite. You can't tell that. No.
All right. Maybe next time on Patron. Thank you guys for joining us for this very special bonus episode.
You're brutal.
What? I thought it was funny.
That's brutal.
It's the fucking funniest story in the history of wrestling. And I'm going to get you to do it one day at a live show.
One day.
But you know what? When I look at my clock, I feel like it's about that time. Hit
it. It is about that time. You know what time it is?
What?
Shaka Khan.